الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. I start with the name of Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the creator of all the creations, the one that has no beginning to his existence and no ending, the one that does not resemble the creations in any way. Whatever you imagine in your minds, Allah is different from it. And I ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, his kind Al family and companions. Among the sins of the ear are to listen to the private conversation which others meant to hide. It is a sin for one to listen without an excuse to the conversation of other people, while knowing that they want to hide their conversation from one. This is considered a type of forbidden spying. To listen to the flute, lute on purpose, because they are prohibited musical instruments. The lute is a string musical instrument that resembles the oud. And the rest of the unlawful sounds are also prohibited to listen to. Also among the sins of the ear is to listen to gossip, ghibah, about a Muslim that one hates to be said, or tale-bearing that stirs up enmity among Muslims, namima, and the like. Such sins of the tongue without forbidding them while able to do so. And the like of the sins of the tongue without forbidding them while able to do so. However, one is not sinful if one hears this involuntarily, that is, does not listen to them and hates it in his heart, but if he is able, then he must renounce it with the hand. And if unable, to hate it in the heart and leave that session. Sins of the hands. Among the sins of the hands are to give short, cheat that is, when measuring by volume, weight, or arm length. That is, when buying, some people take all that they deserve according to the agreement. On the other hand, when these people sell, they short change the buyer by receiving the full price and giving him lesser than what he bought. Also among the sins of the hand is to steal. It means here to take unrightfully the belongings of another stealthily. If one steals the equivalent of 1/4 of a dinar of pure gold from its secured place, which is the place where the people usually keep items similar to the stolen item, among the sins of the hand is to loot, to rightfully take the belongings of others openly, to take the money of others unjustly, to take the trader's tax, max. These are the taxes that are unrightfully taken from traders on their merchandise and the like by some unjust rulers, such as imposing 1/10 tax rate. To misappropriate the spoils of war, ghulul, which refers to the improper taking of battle spoils before they are distributed in the proper religious manner. To kill, unrightfully, an expiation kafara if the killed person was a Muslim is always due for killing, whether the type of killing was deliberate, by mistake, or accidental, killing by assault. That is, the expiation is to free a Muslim slave, male or female, who has no defects that inhibits one's ability to work. If unable to free a Muslim slave, then one fasts 2 consecutive lunar months. Deliberate killing of a Muslim, which is to hit the Muslim intentionally with an object that usually kills, is punishable by death, except if the hairs of the killed person forgive the killer for an indemnity, diya, or for free. In this case, the killer is not killed. In the cases of killing by mistake, which is the killing of an unintended person, and the accidental killing by assault, which is to kill someone by hitting one intentionally with what does not usually kill. An indemnity is due for both, but not punishment by death. The due indemnity, dia, is 100 camels for the free male Muslim whose blood is forbidden to shed, and half of that for the free female Muslim whose blood is forbidden to shed. The indemnity dia varies with the way the killing took place. Among the sins of the hand is to beat a Muslim person unjustly or to terrorize him. Among the sins of the hand is to take and to give a bribe. The bribe in this context means money that is given to another to establish an unjust case. Otherwise, whatever one pays to get to his right or to ward off injustice, then it is not sinful. To burn an animal, even if it is small in size, unless there was no other way to avoid its harm, except by burning it. In such a case, it is permissible to do so. To dismember an animal, such as to cut its nose, its ear, or to disfigure it while it's alive. To play with a die, or anything which contains gambling, such as both parties bet a certain amount to be taken by the winner, including children's games, which resembles gambling or playing with the die. It is forbidden for the guardian of children to allow them to play such games, similarly to engage in lottery and horse race gambling. To play unlawful musical instruments, like the lute, rabab, flute, and string instruments. To intentionally touch the marriageable woman, who is other than his mahram and his wife, without a barrier, whether with or without desire, or to touch her lustfully with a barrier, even if the person in this case is a non-marriageable kin of the same gender, such as a man touching another man with desire, or a woman touching another woman with desire, or a man touching a non-marriageable kin with desire. Also among the sins of the hand is to depict that which has a soul, whether or not it is three-dimensional. To refrain, without a valid religious excuse, from paying one's zakah, that is, to neglect paying all of it, or to neglect paying part of one's zakah, even while paying the other part, after it is due, when one is able to pay it, or to pay an invalid due zakah, or to give zakah to those who do not deserve it, such as to give it to build a mosque, masjid, or the like. To refuse to give an employee his pay that he deserves. To refuse to give the starving what fulfills his hunger, such as a hungry person who needed food to protect himself from starving to death, and to refrain from saving a drowning person without an excuse in both cases. On the other hand, if a person has an excuse, then one will not be sinful. To write or type what is prohibited to say, such as backbiting and other sins of the tongue. To betray, which is opposite to sincere advice, and this includes betrayal through deeds, such as consuming entrusted articles, and betrayal through sayings by denying them, and betrayal through conditions by tricking someone into believing that he is qualified to be entrusted. I ask Allah Ta'ala to protect me and you from the sins of the hand and all parts of the body. And I ask Allah Ta'ala to keep us away from the haram. And Allah Ta'ala knows best. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.